Northern Iowa, Central Florida, East Tennessee State. Geography lesson or Final Four? The NCAA tournament tomorrow night at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
This is the Hard Line live from Arizona, where things are getting a little cloudy, starting to get a little cloud cover here at Surprise Stadium this afternoon.
You know, they're supposed to have a cool front, not a cold front, to blow in this weekend. And on Saturday, it's supposed to be very windy, and the high is not supposed to get out of the 70s.
Is that right?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Well, you have nice weather here in Arizona.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about
it. It will get hot during the summer.
Yes.
Georgie and I were here for a Desperado game in the month of June or July, the first year we did the Desperados, and it was 110.
But was that a bad 110?
You know what? It was a hot. It was so hot that day because it, you know, they played downtown, so we were down there where all the concrete is, and like walking from where we parked to the arena, it was real hot.
I've covered a Cowboy game here when it was 110 in early September,
and it's.
It's miserable.
It's hot.
So what you're saying is 110 is 110.
Yeah.
That's a really high temperature, Greg.
And those guys were playing football. I was down there.
But it's a dry miserable.
Not really. No. I don't buy into that. If it's 90 here, it feels good. But if it's 110, that's too damn hot.
Touch me, you freak.
All right. Well, in that case, it's 556 here on the Ticket.
In late 2001, an aspiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports. Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system, and sports. To most, he is just a loner. But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man.
Stupid. Well, look who's here. It is Repro Man out here in Arizona.
Snake.
As my popularity soars throughout the country.
And it is. Make no mistake about it.
I would like to make a request to whoever does the theme work, the theme song. Try to take out the satanic back masking in there.
Can't do it, Repro Man. That's a genius intro, and we got.
I don't want
to
be associated with Satan
or evil,
Yeah, I don't want to support evil.
Well, you kind of are evil.
Am I?
Yeah.
And let me say this,
good way, you're evil.
Let me say this too to my African American brethren out there. I am not black. But I've received several emails. By the way, repromanatheticket.com.
Doesn't exist.
Concerning my... I've only been around for two interviews, mind you.
Right.
I mean...
I must say I did not expect to run into you this soon.
When my experiment went awry, as you heard earlier, I had no idea that I'd be interviewing professional athletes, but I'm doing that. And the first two guys that I interviewed happened to be African-American fellows. And I received several emails from my black brethren saying, hey, you're being racist, Repro Man. Find a white man.
Well, are you?
Find
a
white man. You're making the black man look stupid. Because basically what I do is I slip in female reproductive parts within the context of a sports
told that. I think that could be edited.
Why do you do that? Is it something that you can't help but do this?
I can't help it.
It's a form of Tourette's, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of is.
Have you ever sought therapy or anything?
I don't know. Would you like me to and stop this?
No, I would not. Okay. I love this.
We like you just the way you are, Repro Man.
So down here in Surprise, I found myself a white man to interview.
That must have been difficult.
To try not to offend the brothers. So I found a white man.
So you're listening to the P1.
I absolutely am. Now,
it's always a good move
to listen to the listener.
Right.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm new at this radio biz. So, anyway, I found a white guy. He is a pitcher. His name escapes me. Brian
Schaus.
Schaus. Yes. I believe I saw him pitch today.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did pitch today.
What? So, that's all you need. Just know that
And he didn't do very well.
He had a real nice third of an inning. Two hits and an earned run.
I'm wondering if maybe that's some of the after effects of your interview.
Well, maybe he didn't catch on, but maybe he did. Maybe it did affect him.
All right, well, let's listen to Repro Man and Brian Schaus of the Rangers.
Just a few quick questions here for you, Brian. Are you guys satisfied with the way spring has gone so far, Volvo? I mean, or has it been tough down here?
I think it's everything's going pretty well. I know that everybody's having a good time this year, and you know, we got a good mix of guys again, and I think that we're getting, as Buck always has been saying, it's a big puzzle, and we're getting all the pieces, and I think all the pieces are starting to come together, and everybody's excited about it. I mean, you can see it in just the way that everybody walks around and their attitude and come to the ballpark with smiles on their face, ready to go.
Has there been one area in particular, cervix, that's been better, or is no surprises, Veg, at all?
I don't think there's really been any surprises. I think, you know, I think a lot of people were going to probably wonder, you know, how it was going to be without Alex and stuff. And I think that everything has gone pretty smoothly, and the transition has gone pretty smoothly for everybody as far as, you know, who's in the clubhouse and who's out of the clubhouse now and so forth.
What about the last couple of days with the heat and Hyman? I mean, it's pretty out of control.
I think they set records or something. But, yeah, it's been very warm. But, you know, this is how it's going to be in Arlington, I believe. And so might as well get used to it now, I guess. I don't think anybody's really too worried about it or bothered by it. Just keep hydrated, I guess.
You got to do that. How much of spring is repetition and tedium? Labia.
About the first 10 days of getting over, you know, doing, you kind of hit that little wall, and that's when everything, you try to make a game out of a lot of things, you know, your PFPs or your hitting, and that's what we do a lot of times, is we just have some fun, you know, make it exciting out there when we're going through our drills, and it goes by quickly, and we take care of business. I mean, we know we have to do it, so everybody's just like, you know, hey, we got to do it, we're out here, just get it done and have some fun with it and go from there.
What about y'all's diet? I mean, diet is such a huge thing in athletics now. I mean, do you have to watch carbs or placentas, or do you eat pretty much whatever you want, Veg?
I would have to say, speaking for myself anyway, I pretty much eat whatever I want. I do try to drink a lot more water or Gatorade or Powerade or something like that to help stay hydrated. I do know that you drink a lot of soda. It's a lot of that sugar and stuff can dehydrate you quicker, I believe. So I think everybody here tries to drink lots of water and Powerade stuff, and then I think everybody just eats whatever they want to.
What are the goals of this team? I mean, realistically, is it? I know it's, you know, you want to win the whole enchilada, the whole uterus, but at the same time, are you guys realistic?
Of course, but, you know, we do think that we're going to surprise a lot of teams this year, and that won't surprise us. I mean, if we're come out of the first month of the season 500 ball or better, you know, I think we're right where we expected ourselves to be. Whether anybody else expected that, I don't know. And, you know, I mean, we're going in with a good attitude about, you know, we're going to win a lot of games. And, you know, obviously, you know, we want to improve upon last year. And our ultimate goal is to get to the World Series. And, you know, if you never know. Anything could be... could happen. Look at Anaheim and look at Florida. You get in the right rhythm or the right winning streak, and everything comes together for you. You don't know what could happen.
And you mentioned A-Rod. I mean, there's really no one in particular superstar, no one major clitoris out there. Is there one guy that's more vocal than anyone else in here right now, one tuna steak or anything?
I think what we have here is we got a good mix of like Eric Young and Brian Jordan and Jeff Nelson and you know, a few of the other guys that, you know, they know what it is. They know what it's about as far as winning and getting on playing on championship teams. And I think that's rubbing off on everybody else, as well as some of the younger guys, the Lance Nixes and Tashir and Blaylock and all them, are rubbing off on the older guys, making them work harder and have fun. And it's a great mix right now of everybody coming together so far. And hopefully we can take this in to the season and win a lot of games.
For sure. Now, as far as from your perspective, we were watching Chan Ho pitch yesterday, and he was really, I mean, gassing it pretty hard up there. Is it coming from your end, though, or coming from the other end? Is it like staring like on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball? Is that like looking straight up, you know, the vision of a birth canal and just saying, what the hell, man? Go for it.
It's quite different. I mean, when you're standing up there seeing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you and you got, I don't know, what is it, like less than a half a second to respond to either say, oh, no, I got to get out of the way. It's coming at my head or swing or whatever. You know, it's tough. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys up there that are like, what am I doing standing right here right now, you know? You know, that's what spring training is for, is to get your timing, to see hitters and see pitchers and go from there.
Who's just the flat-out toughest lady on this team?
That's a good question.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Maybe Jeff Nelson with his motion and his arm angle and everything and this nasty old slider that he's got. I don't know, R.A. brings an intense attitude out there where, you know, you kind of look at him, if a hitter sees eye to eye with him, you know, R.A.'s going to stare him down and just like look right into the ground, I think. But other than that, I really don't know. I couldn't tell you, I guess.
Okay. That's fair enough. Close. Okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude.
Nice work, Repro Man. Nice work.
Nothing. Not even a recognition of anything. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
He didn't laugh a few times?
No.
I thought I heard him laughing.
Not at that.
Are you sure?
I swear on the holiest of all Bibles, nothing. I walked away, shook hands with a guy, that was it.
There was no, what was that, or anything
no,
like that?
No, nothing.
Wow. I thought I heard him laugh, like he...
You did, but it was he was just laughing.
He's kind of a jolly guy.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with slipping in stuff. Nothing.
I have a list.
Well, we love lists.
And I think one of these words,
okay, well,
you're
don't.
Not allowed to
then
say.
Don't. Then don't talk about it, dummy.
Well, I hope it got dumped back there. Okay, good.
Well, all right, Repro Man, Lord. Another fine job from you.
What
Thank
was
you.
The tuna steak line?
I don't
what does
know.
That have to do with the
Probably something
female
we don't need to dwell on.
Reproductive system?
I don't know.
Probably something we just kind of need to move on.
Right.
Stop, maybe catch that.
That's right.
Might be the last visit from Repro Man.
I don't think so. I like Repro Man. He does good work.
I like him too, but does York like him?
I'm still waiting for the first time somebody's going to catch on.
I just can't wait for the guy that gets it immediately and is like, well, you know, I go out there every day and try to do my 100% scrotum and we just see what happens.
All right, well, nice work, Repro Man. I don't know what brought you out here, but if you're going to be around, maybe try it again in a couple
days. Enjoy some baseball. Have a good time.
I will. You guys
stay
have
away
fun.
From key lime pie.
Right.
You'll be okay.
I will.
Why would you bring that up?
What?
Because we sit up at key lime pie. Just kind of a reward for some of this fine work in the past. All right, there is Repro Man. Very nicely done there.
Snake.
Tremendous. Yes, it is tremendous. It is 6:08. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.